Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Mike Sicuranza. He's the CEO of Affinity Wealth Management, where he focuses on helping small businesses and corporate executives make better choices with their money. I have Jim Tam. He's the head of the Dallas office of Keystone Partners. They help people perform at their best through leadership development. They also do outplacement services. And I have Mario Fields. He's a Marine Corps veteran, a small business owner, and the host and producer of the podcast Unarmored Talk, which I've been fortunate enough to be a guest on. The question I have for you today: when you change your prices due to inflation or otherwise, how do you tell existing customers? Mike, can you kick us off?
I think first and foremost, before you even consider a price increase, you have to make sure that there's value being given, right? And if there's no value or no increase in value, it's very hard to justify a price increase, whether your costs are going up or whatnot. So to me, price increases become more irrelevant as long as you're providing exceptional value. That all being said, I think the best way to approach it is being honest and being direct and having a conversation. You know, different businesses have different ways of doing that because, you know, whether you're a small business or if it's a consulting arrangement, you know, that you might have more of a direct conversation. Whereas if you're Amazon, right, you're just sending out a blast email saying, oh, by the way, Prime is going up from $69 to $79 or et cetera. Everything starts with value and trust. And if you don't have those things, I don't even think a price increase can even be on the table. So
I guess my thought is that, especially during this time, I don't think that anybody would be surprised if you were to raise prices because I think everybody's feeling it. So it's an easier thing to explain. It's harder to explain, you know, obviously if you're the only one that's raising prices and nobody else is. But to Mike's point, if they see value in it and they understand it, I think it's easier to kind of explain. But you need to be transparent. If your costs are going up, and if your customer is a partner with you in your success and their success, then they certainly would understand. I think the other delicate thing is if you have a contract with a customer for a certain price and you're moving the prices within the term of that contract, then that might be harder to backpedal. But, you know, I think from my history, I always like to give my customer options. Maybe I don't raise the price, but maybe I just need to maybe remove some services perhaps that they don't need, right? But together, maybe we can figure it out.
That makes sense.
I was in the speaking industry when the pandemic hit. I run in the speakers bureau. So I had a lot of non-exclusive speakers on contract. And I was truly transparent. There was a reason of the why. And it wasn't just, I just had this emotional reaction, but it was a response to the price, the cost of services, the change in industry. And I was fully transparent where I was able to notify them and educate them on the why so they had a clear understanding. And then create those open lines of communication where if there's some ambiguity, we could discuss on the why and then offer them options when it came to the renewal time. I believe, again, being fully transparent, it worked out well for us. It allowed folks to say, hey, you know what? The cost of your services, and my willingness to pay that price, either yes or no. And that was validated through the renewal of contracts.
I know for me, if I'm in contract with someone, I don't change the price. If there's a contract, I leave it where it is. And sometimes to my detriment, if I have a contract that's in US dollars with someone who's in the UK or vice versa, like things like that, I have one contract right now that is actually in British pounds. And if you know what's going on in the economy, the British pound is not doing very well against the US dollar. So, you know, I'm taking a hit of a couple hundred dollars a month on that, but I have a contract and I signed it in British pounds. And so I will abide by that. When that contract comes up for renewal, we're going to have a new conversation. But the interesting thing about that is sometimes I will renew a contract at the same price with an existing customer, even though my prices have changed. And then people were like, well, but then you have customers that are with different pricing. Yeah, that happens. Do you guys think that that is wrong? That I would have a customer that they're on the old pricing and I renew their contract at that pricing, but my new pricing is higher?
No, I think that's perfectly fine. There's loyalty, you know, there's a benefit to having loyalty and long-term relationships and, you know, staying with the party that you took to the dance from the very beginning. As long as the value is continuing to be provided, same services, same value for the same price, I think that's fair. You know, now in a regulatory environment like ours, it's a little harder, right? You know, we have to try and synergize those things a little bit more, but no, I mean, I think that ultimately it's your business and it's your decision as long as everyone's getting what they need. Again, value versus price. I think that's what's most important.
In our industry where our cost of service is people, right? And not everybody gets the same level of service. So I don't think that you need to explain why you may have different pricings for different customers, because some might be more demanding than others because of time. And there could be some strategic relationships that you might want to take a discount on because it opens doors for other things, right? Mm. If you're selling gasoline, I think, you know, it's tough to say that, you know, yeah. why are you charging me more for the same gallon of gas than somebody else, right? But in the mm. service delivery business, I think it's okay to have different pricing for different customers.
Yeah. Well, and that's why when people ask me, well, why don't you have prices on your website? Well, because I'm going to create a boutique bespoke thing for you. And I can tell you generically, like, this is what it looks like, but that doesn't mean that that's going to be what's right for you and for the next guy or the guy after that, or the person, the woman after that.
Yeah. I think the battle is your emotions as a business owner more so than anything, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I dealt with. I felt weird. I had experienced some emotions where I had kind of my stakeholders that had been with me from the beginning that I did not raise their price. Say, you know what, hey, you're a loyalty customer. You've been with me since the start of the company. And so here's the deal. For new customers, again, I did not explain to them that, hey, these 10 stakeholders are at this price and you're at this price. I think that was not information they needed to know. Mm-hmm. But I think the real challenge was my own barriers, my right. own emotions of, do I feel this is right? You know, and then doing research, you go, yeah, it's right. And as long as it's equitable across the board and it meets the stakeholders' needs and you exceed those needs, I think you're good.
So do you tell your stakeholders, hey, do not advertise what you pay me? Do you have to make that clear?
So that's part of the you know, the NDA, you know, part of the contract is there's certain things that through our agreement that's not up for discussion. And so that's one of them that's in the agreement that's not, you know, information that's up for public consumption.
I'm fortunate in that I don't give the names of my clients out as, here, talk to somebody I've worked with, because that would be complete confidentiality bust. But if someone refers someone to me, I will say to them, yes, definitely feel free to refer someone to me, but do not discuss money with them, because what they need might be really different from what you need. And I think that's where we as business owners kind of get in that messiness of, do we raise our prices? Do we lower our prices? Do we just make it the same? Does that make it fair? Do we have some kind of rolling entry thing? I think that makes it tough.
Well, that's the fine line between customization and scaling a business, right? And it's something that, and capacity, those are all things that tie to price, ultimately. It's a balance that we all as small business people have to navigate, no matter what the industry is, every day. You know, how do we create unique experiences at a price point that is beneficial to the client, is beneficial to the company, and continue to grow? Because a business that's not growing is ultimately a business that's dying.
I loved your point, Mike, that you made at the beginning. So I want to circle back to it about value, which is, you know, there's the idea that we basically all said the prices are made up. You don't go to a book or go to a website and say, this is what you charge for this service. That's not a thing. The prices are made up. And so then the question is, how are you making sure that you're delivering the value that your clients expect for the number that they're paying? And I did a quick hit recently that was, what's the difference between under promise and over deliver and just not charging enough for a really good service? And I think that that's a problem that small business owners have too, is that you can provide a lot of value and not charge enough for it. That's a thing as well.
I think a lot of it is fear. You know, we all have imposter syndrome at different stages of the game. You know, charging what you're truly worth to a lot of people is scary, because you don't mm-hmm. want to be rejected and you don't want someone to say no. And I think that plays a lot into it. So,
yeah, I told a client recently, I asked her, how many of your clients that you put a proposal to say yes? And she said like 95%. I said, your prices aren't high enough. Your prices need to be higher if you're getting 95% yes rate.
Yeah. I also think that the more research you can do about the impact your service is having to your customer, it's easier to justify a price increase. So if you raise your prices, let's say 10%, but you know they're saving a lot of money, like 100%, then they don't bat an eyelash about paying you an extra 10% because they need you, right? But I think also we're buyers ourselves. We know how we like to buy, right? And we know a lot of things in the services business is negotiable, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can also tell a customer, tell me why you think you should get a discount. You know, there could be some seasonality. You know, some people need to make their sales goals and I may give you a discount price on the 31st of the month because I need to hit my number. So the buyer, you might be a little bit more sophisticated about knowing that there might be some timing where you might be able to get the best price.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, that is our 10 minutes. So thank you for having this conversation with me about price. I think it's tough as a business owner. It's one of my least favorite things to do is price my services. I love the work. I hate having to price it. So thanks so much. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.